This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdal. 54-year-old steelworker Richard Crow is among the 2 million or so getting unemployment benefits right now. He lost his job 7 months ago and has been looking for another one ever since. That means he was watching the fiscal cliff talks very closely today. That's because without a deal, unemployment benefits are set to expire. Richard Crow, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us, you've been unemployed for about 7 months now. What's that been like?
Not good. It's been a trying time for me and my family. And, you know, you're out there trying to find a job and get thank you for your interest. And for one reason or the other, you know, it's just got to keep on waiting and see.
You've been a steel worker for many years. Are you still looking for work in the steel industry, or are you trying to branch out?
I'm looking in the steel industry. I've applied for about 160 jobs in 7 months. And, you know, I've applied at jobs at, say, 10 o'clock in the morning, and 10:15, I get a thank you for your interest. You know, that tells me, you know, it's just my feelings. I can't prove it, but tells me they look at my age and they just move on.
So, Mr. Crow, what happens tomorrow if Congress doesn't come to some sort of a deal by midnight tonight? What happens to you tomorrow?
Well, I'll be out here with no job and no money coming in. I can probably survive for a couple of months, and that'd be about it.
Really? Then you start worrying about your house and about...
Mm-hmm.
What would you... If you could say something to Congress right now, and you can because you're on the air, what would you like to tell Congress?
I'd like to tell them to start getting together and doing things for the American people instead of everybody else in the world, instead of their own interests. Whether you like who the president is, whether you like it or not, you know, implement a plan down there one way or the other to benefit the American people. You know, and you know, that's what I like to tell them.
Any thoughts about getting retrained, or are you just going to look for, you know, perhaps settle for something? Are you willing to settle for something that doesn't pay as much?
Well, if I have to, yeah. I need a job. I can't spend 2-3 years in school. You know what I mean? I need a job now.
Richard Crow in Wintersville, Ohio. Richard, thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.